Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The city of Colossae was located along the Menander River in the Lycus Valley of Asia Minor. Along the same river were two other cities mentioned in the Colossian letter, Laodicea and Hierapolis. Information about Colossians is found only in Paul's epistle to that church. In the Colossian letter, Paul mentions all three of these cities, Colossians 1:2, 2:1, 4:13-16. I would like to speak at length about Laodicea, but I shall confine my remarks primarily to the Colossians. Paul wrote, "For I would that you knew what great conflict I have for you, and for them at Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh." Colossians 2:1. If the Colossians and Laodiceans knew of Paul's great conflict for them, it might have stirred them to greater devotion in service to God and to our Savior. The word conflict comes from the Greek agona, from which we get our English word agony. It originally applied to a contest such as boxing or wrestling. In the King James Version, the word is rendered contention. 1 Thessalonians 2:2, fight. 1 Timothy 6:12, and race. Hebrews 12:1. In our text, Paul was speaking of his grave concern for the Colossians, for the Laodiceans, and for other Christians. Why was Paul experiencing such a great conflict for these Christians he had never seen? The inspired text does not furnish us all the clues we might want to be able to answer that question. Could it be that the lukewarmness which characterized the church at Laodicea had infected other churches in the Lycus Valley and elsewhere? We know Paul was concerned with false teachings, which were threatening the Colossians. We do not know precisely what that teaching was, but it seemed to be related to what later became known as Gnosticism. Whatever it was troubling the great apostle. The situation may have been similar to what existed at one time at Corinth. "For I am jealous over you," Paul wrote, "with a godly jealousy. For I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ." 2 Corinthians 11:2 and 3. These verses from Colossians and from 2 Corinthians let us know of the possibility of being deceived by Satan and falling away from the faith. If that is not possible, as our Calvinist friends teach, why would Paul have expressed fear that it might happen? Was he speaking theoretically or hypothetically? My friends, you know no inspired writer ever did that. They wrote of genuine threats to the faith, such as, "Take heed lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God." Hebrews 3:12. As is evident from Colossians 2:1, Paul had never been to Colossae or to Laodicea. Why did he have a great conflict for people he had never met? The answer to that question is very simple. Paul loved all his brothers and sisters in Christ, not just the ones he had taught or had met. We are to do all within our power to encourage and to support our fellow Christians, even if we have never met them. That is one of the reasons we take great delight in hearing of men's and women's conversions to Christ, whether the men and women are in the United States or in Russia or elsewhere. If we do not have love for our fellow Christians, wherever they are, may our Lord deepen our love for them. We can and should be a source of strength to members of the body of Christ worldwide. We should also be the object of their love and devotion. Thank you for listening. May God bless you.